Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. I'm your host, Nerva Lane, and let me tell you, today we're diving deep into something super important, understanding those sneaky little emotional triggers that make us reach for our phones like it's a lifeline. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it knows exactly when you're feeling stressed, bored, or even just a tiny bit lonely, and suddenly bam. It's in your hand, demanding your attention. Well, newsflash, your phone isn't sentient yet. But our own emotions are definitely playing a game with us, and we need to become masters of self-awareness to break free from this addictive cycle. So, what are these emotional triggers, you ask? They can be anything from anxiety and fear to sadness and even boredom. Think about it, when do you find yourself scrolling mindlessly through social media or endless videos? Is it when you're feeling overwhelmed at work? When you're missing your friends? Or maybe when you just need a quick escape from reality? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you decipher your personal triggers and stop reclaiming your time. 1. Boredom is a big one. Let's be honest, our phones have become the default option for filling empty moments. The true engagement comes from connecting with ourselves and the world around us. So next time you feel that urge to just scroll, try something else, go for a walk, read a book, learn a new skill, anything that sparks genuine interest and keeps your mind actively engaged. 2. Social comparison is a sneaky trap. Scrolling through curated feeds can make us feel inadequate, envious, or even depressed. Remember, social media often showcases the highlight reel, not the everyday struggles. Comparing ourselves to others is a recipe for unhappiness. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique wins. 3. Fear of missing out, FOMO, is real. The constant need to stay updated on everything happening around us can be exhausting. It's okay to step away from the digital noise and create space for peace and quiet. Remember, true connection isn't about being constantly connected online, it's about meaningful interactions in real life. 4. Stress and anxiety are prime time for phone addiction. When we're feeling overwhelmed, our phones offer a temporary escape, but it's like putting a band-aid on a broken leg. Instead of numbing ourselves with endless scrolling, try healthy coping mechanisms, meditation, exercise, journaling, talking to someone you trust. 5. Loneliness is another emotional trigger that can lead us down the digital rabbit hole. While technology can connect us in some ways, it can also amplify feelings of isolation if we're not careful. Make a conscious effort to cultivate real-life connections, spend time with loved ones, join a club or group based on your interests, or simply strike up a conversation with a stranger. Think about the last time you reached for your phone without thinking. Did you feel a rush of relief? A sense of escape? Maybe even a little bit of guilt afterwards. That's your emotional trigger at work. Now that you know what to look out for, you can start taking control of those urges. Let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine you're having a tough day at work. You're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and the temptation to escape into your phone is incredibly strong. But instead of giving in, what if you took a few minutes to step away from your desk, go for a short walk outside, or even just close your eyes and take some deep breaths? These simple actions can help you shift your emotional state and break free from the addictive cycle. You'll be surprised at how much calmer and more focused you feel when you choose self-awareness over instant gratification. So, remember, understanding your emotional triggers is the first step towards breaking free from phone addiction. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and never forget that you have the power to reclaim your time and live a more fulfilling life. Ready to take charge? Start by identifying one of your biggest emotional triggers. Maybe it's boredom or anxiety. Once you know what it is, brainstorm some healthy alternatives. Go ahead, share this episode with your friends and family. Let's help each other beat screen addiction and live more intentional lives. And remember, until next time, keep those phones in check and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.